now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. Today's program is going to be, hopefully, a very good program for you. I'm glad you're listening in this morning. I'm going to talk about counseling. I'm just going to talk about counseling today because that's what I do. That's what I've been doing for over 21 years on the radio. And, of course, visiting with people on the phone or chatting with them on the internet or exchanging emails. I counsel people. Now, what kind of counseling do I offer? Well, I offer pastoral counseling because I am a pastor. And I offer pastoral counseling. Now, I've got all the bona fides. I could go down the list of the different organizations that I belong to, and I am board certified as a counselor. And, of course, I have a master's degree and a PhD in pastoral counseling. And I taught university courses for 20 years. Been on the radio for 21 years, and I've written 10 books. I've actually written more than 10, but I only have 10 that have been published. So I've got some that I need to get out there, I guess, get published. And I'm working on a brand new book, which is just about ready to be available. It's about relationships. It's about marriage, courtship, dating. It's a really fabulous book, over 300 pages. But today I want to talk about counseling. First of all, I want to mention a couple of types of counseling that I do that I don't talk about very often, but I think they need to be mentioned. First of all, I do executive counseling. Now, the thing about executive, well, let me just go down the list, first of all. I'll go down the list, and then I'll talk about them, because some of them have quite a bit in common, actually. Executive counseling, counseling for law enforcement, counseling for prominent people, counseling for actors, counseling for entertainers, counseling for military and veterans. You see? Now, what do they have in common? Well, there are several factors that they have in common. First of all, let's talk about executive counseling or counseling, let's say counseling for prominent people, counseling for police, law enforcement, military. Now, the thing about those types of counseling is that First of all, let us suppose that you have someone who is, a bit older, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. You know, there are a lot of nice young counselors, in their 20s or 30s, nice people, maybe a nice degree, have taken nice courses. But a lot of executives, a lot of senior managers, a lot of veteran, first responders, military, police, and so on. They're a little older. They've got a lot of experience. And they would like to talk to someone who is at least their peer, or perhaps someone a bit older, someone who's more like a senior mentor. So you see how that works. Well, so fortunately, being 60 years old and, having had a business career and having been on the board of directors myself, having been an investigator with a law firm, see, being 60, I've had a lot of experience throughout life. So I understand where they're coming from. Let's put it that way. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Now, the other nice thing about me is that I am not bowled over. I'm not overly impressed. I'm not awestruck at all. Just because a person happens to be a policeman, or just happens to be a prominent person, or an entertainer, or famous in some way, doesn't make any difference to me. People are people. And so it's an advantage. That's an advantage. And the other nice thing about the counseling that I have is that it is possible to receive counseling from me anonymously. In other words, through, for example, through LivePerson, even by chat. You know, I can you can talk to me, and raise, you know, present your issues and get feedback, get advice, get pastoral counseling. And I don't even know who you are. In fact, through LivePerson is a very nice platform where you have experts, in my case, counselors, who are available. And LivePerson handles the, you know, they take the credit card information, all of that. And then the chat session has begun with me, or the telephone session. Either way, chat or, you know, text, in other words, or telephone begins. And I see a number up there. And you can give me your real first name, or you could give me a pretend name. It doesn't matter. But see, I don't even know who you are. So that's nice. So it's anonymous if you like it to be that way. But the other thing, even if I know who you are, well, so what? You see what I mean? So what? I deal in principle. I understand principles. For example, I can see how resentment is a factor in so many things, in so many ruined relationships between husband and wife. Wife resents her husband, husband resents wife. Parent is impatient with the child. Child is angry at the parent. We can even resent our work. We can resent ourselves. Resentment is a very, very important factor, and it needs to be eliminated, and I know how to do it. I know how to help you. I know how to show you what resentment is, how it masquerades, and how it is a part in so many of your ailments, so many of your negative emotions and negative thoughts and so on. It opens the door to a lot of things, and when we're resentful. Anyway, and upset about that. Now, let me talk about something else. Let me talk about what's wrong with a lot of pastoral counseling, or clergy counseling, or counseling from a chaplain, that sort of thing, or mentoring. What you get a bit is you get someone who supports you, who commiserates with you. You see, who offers assurances and reassurances, and you know, holds your hand or pats you on the back, or they understand you because they're like a peer. See, you know, you go to your peer and you say, "Oh, my home life is, you know, I haven't been there for my kids, and I've been gone all the time, and I've always been working, and now my family life has deteriorated, and my wife wants a divorce, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you say all that to your peer, and what is he going to say? He's going to say, oh, I understand that. That's exactly the same thing that happened to me, or that's happening to me. See, he can take you to a drink, to the bar, and buy you a drink, see? Well, that's not going to do you any good. You don't need someone that understands you. And the same thing, you know, you have a lot of people in the military that have, they've done some things, or they've been betrayed. They've been used, see? They've been fooled. And, you know, you get together with your people just like yourself, where you sit around and talk about your experiences. Before long, you'll be sharing experiences. And when it's all done, see, when it's all done, they support you and you support them and they understand you and you understand them, but it doesn't go anywhere. See, that's why all these support groups and men's groups and men's support groups and all these things. Well, it's nice. Sometimes it's nice to have someone that's been in the same boat as you have, so you, at least you know you're not all alone. But after that, then what? See, the problem is it doesn't go anywhere. Why? Because there's too much of the hand of man in it and not enough of God. See, now I can be of help. I can, you know why I can be so helpful? Because I'm on the radio and I don't know you personally, but I understand principles, and when I talk about them, you can see how they applied it to you. I talk about resentment, for example. You can see how that's ruined your life in a lot of ways. See, so you understand. So you don't need to meet me personally. See, you don't even need to talk to me personally, actually. I mean, it might be nice, but the point is, if you listen to me on the radio, you get the meditation that I have, practice it, read some of my books, it could be very helpful. But if I'm supportive to you, if I'm reassuring to you, if I'm nice, if I'm friendly, if I commiserate with you, it's not going to do you any good. What I can be is a catalyst. I can say the words that awaken you to truth, that awaken you to reality, that awaken you to conscience, to intuition, to what you know in your heart. See, and if I can do that, well, and then I have the meditation and my books, then once you're awakened to reality, and if you're amenable to it, don't resent it and run from the truth, then it's amazing how much progress people can make. Not because of me. See, I was just a messenger. I bore witness to the truth. That's what I do. I testify to the truth. I bear witness to the truth. But if I'm too supportive, too close, then I can't do you any good. See? So that's why I have a thankless job. Thankless. But yet, that's what I do. So we're talking about counseling now. We're talking about why the counseling that I have to offer can be so helpful. So please listen to this message, and then we'll be back. I'll tell you how to get in touch with me after this important announcement. Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues. And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice. Support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, in the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Roland. I'm Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor, and I hope you appreciate the fact that I'm here for you. Like I said, it's a thankless job, but it's my job, and so I'm doing it. Now, go to mypastorchat.com. If you're interested in confidential counseling, or some of the types of counseling that I mentioned, executive counseling, counseling for law enforcement, counseling for prominent people, for actors, counseling for clergy, then you can send me an email, Chaplain Roland. It's one word, all strung together, Chaplain Roland. There's only one L, Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, Roland@gmail.com. That's Chaplain Roland@gmail.com if you're interested in confidential executive counseling. Now, the other thing, let's see, what else can I mention here? Oh, I had something wonderful in mind, and I can't think of it. Oh, yes, Pastor Roland. So some of you are going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Now, Pastor, I don't want no pastor. I want sling. I need counseling. I've got PTSD. I've got bipolar. I feel depressed. I've got oppositional disorder. I've got chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, my kids don't want to talk to me, and my wife is divorcing me, and that kind of stuff. What's with this pastor thing? Well, let me tell you what kind of a pastor I am. May I please? First of all, why am I a pastor? That's a good question, because for many years I wasn't a pastor. You know, I've been on the air for 21, almost 22 years now, and most of the time I was on San Francisco, on a very wonderful little station called KEST. Wonderful, wonderful station. They used to have freeway funnies every afternoon. When I was a young man, in my 20s, I worked for the railroad, and I was a claim agent. I investigated accidents, and I traveled all over California investigating accidents. And I lived in the Bay Area, and so in the afternoon, a lot of times, I'd be returning home, and they had freeway funnies. Nice man named Les Malloy had a program called Freeway Funnies, and he would have, you know, the old Abbott and Costello and George Burns and Gracie Allen and, oh, you know, all the old comedy routines, or Bill Cosby. Who's that funny guy? The funny guy from the 70s. What was his name? I can't think of his name now. But anyway, all these comedians, he would have them on, and it was just wonderful, and I used to listen to it, but that was KEST. Well, anyway, KEST has a personal growth segment in the morning, very popular, personal growth. And so I was there for many years, and the program was called Common Sense with Roland. But as the years have gone by, I have evolved. I continued, I got my master's degree, and then I went ahead and got my PhD. I have an interest in psychology. And I became a pastor. Now, why did I become a pastor? I'll tell you. first, let's have this announcement. Then I'll tell you why I became a pastor. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I am Pastor Roland. I'm going to tell you why I became a pastor. The reason is, first of all, it suits me. It suits me. That's what I've been doing all these years, basically, is being a pastor. I just didn't call myself one. And I didn't call myself one because I don't want to put on airs. And the other thing, I don't want to polarize people or alienate them. See, some people have had bad experiences with the church. Let's just say they've had bad experiences with the church, or they've had bad experiences with Christians. But you see, it's very easy to judge a Christian. If somebody goes around and says, "I'm a Christian," see, then you expect them to be a saint. See, and then if they're not, if they have feet of clay, they make some mistakes, then it's very easy to judge them and say, "See, he's just like us," or "he's a hypocrite." See how easy that is? You know, if somebody is a terrible person, you know, they say, "Well, I'm a drug addict and I'm a criminal and I'm, bad and I'm an alcoholic and I'm cruel and mean and I steal things and I'm a really bad person," see? Then whatever he does, then you just say, "Well, that's just him." You know, or Hitler. Hitler did all the things, and you say, "Well, that's Hitler." But if you call yourself a Christian, then if you do one little thing that's not quite right, then everybody points the finger at you and says, "Oh, you're a hypocrite." See? But the point is, I didn't want to polarize people. I didn't want to put on airs, so I just remained just a nothing. But I have found that over the years that since my message is sort of Christian, it is Christian. But I'm very good at bringing forth the principles, so it doesn't even matter whether you're a Christian or not. You might be better off not being a Christian. In other words, you haven't had things drummed into you, and you haven't memorized all these things. So you have fresh eyes. You know the engineering term, fresh eyes. So I say things so you can see it. Oh, you say, "Oh, I see resentment. Oh, I understand." See, resentment. Yes, I've been resentful. When I'm resentful, I'm negative and I don't have any joy and all my wonderful qualities go out the window and I become mean and narrow-minded and hateful feel down and feel blue. See? And you understand resentment. Then you understand too what forgiveness means. It just means don't resent. See, that's what forgiveness means. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to like people, that you have to be nice to them, that you have to have a relationship with them. See, a lot of people have that problem. Somebody did something to them, but they don't want to forgive the person who did something to them because they don't want to have to pretend like nothing happened and have a smiling relationship with them. No, you don't have to. See, just don't resent the person, that's all. Just don't resent them. So in other words, let's suppose somebody comes up and I'm just going to make something up. They steal the tire off my car, and I catch him. I said, "You stole my tire." And then he says, "Well, I'm just going to steal it anyway," and he goes off. Okay? I'm not going to resent him. I'm going to call the authorities, of course, have him arrested, and then I'm going to get the restitution for my tire having been stolen. See what I mean? But I'm not going to resent him, that's all. So I forgave him because I didn't judge him. I didn't resent him, but right is right, fair is fair. Still has to, you know, pay for my tire. See how that works? So, you know, you don't have to, if somebody did something to you, you don't have to like them. You don't have to be nice to them. Just don't resent them. Then you'll be okay. Your soul will be okay. See, and you'll be free. You'll become unblocked to be a good mom, dad, husband, parent yourself. See how I explain it? See how good I am at that? Now you understand what forgiveness means. All right, so the point is you need to have my counseling. Never mind that I'm a pastor. See, never mind that. Just, I'm a person who understands these principles and I can explain them. And I have a meditation even that helps you to calm down and see these things just as I do.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Very well. I hope you enjoyed today's program. If you are interested in executive counseling, confidential counseling, you want to talk to somebody, you don't want a record following you around, you just want to talk in confidence to somebody, or you're an actor or an attorney or a minister or something, and you want to talk to someone who's, like a senior mentor who understands some of these things and can be helpful, well, then just send me an email at chaplainroland@gmail.com. chaplainroland@gmail.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening. Please listen in again next week at the same time. Until then, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.